Good morning. It is 7:22. We have mostly clear skies and 46 degrees now at the Hillsboro Airport. We'll have a check on the west side traffic and weather and more news, of course, at the bottom of the hour. But it's near the beginning of the month. That means it's time to talk to Bill Roller. He's at BR Capital. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David, and welcome to the wind tunnel, which is Portland, with the east wind coming out of the gorge.
And not too windy here, though. It's they're out of the east about 13 miles an hour here on the west side, so they're not near 50, which they are at the Vista House right now.
That's right. Coming through there, just like tax reform and just like the stock market.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that, though.
Well, it looks like we're going to get some tax reform, despite the complaints from the left on that about how it tends to favor the rich. But my rejoinder to that is everything in our society tends to favor the rich. So,
well, without the rich, though, most of us wouldn't have jobs.
That is correct, and that's certainly what this reform is designed to do. Biggest tax reform since 1986, you know, under the Reagan years.
Yeah.
And the idea is that it's going to increase the incentives for investment and actually for businesses to bring a lot of the cash that they're holding overseas back to the U.S. and put that to work.
Now, on the... I'm not sure why they always say, hey, it favors the rich, it's going to hurt the middle class, blah, blah, blah. But it's not really, is it?
Well, it doesn't seem to be. I mean, the biggest issue really in any kind of tax package has been the issue of dynamic scoring. The Republicans want to use it, the Democrats don't, and the CBO does not use it. So it does not really... Dynamic scoring says if you change your inputs, you're going to change your outputs. The changes to taxes and incentives is going to have some impact on economic output. And the CBO and the Democrats say we don't use dynamic scoring, so we're not going to try and capture those inputs and the good things that happen from tax reform. And it's just going to be a deadweight loss in terms of tax revenue. So that's kind of the key difference and the key philosophical difference about how both sides approach it.
I still think, just like the main thing, and it's been proven over and over again, correct me if I'm wrong, that if you cut the taxes, people do more with their money, and guess what? Their tax income that they tax you with, you know, gas or whatever, it goes up.
Certainly that was the argument of... Arthur Laffer and the Laffer curve, if you remember, in the early 80s, it's still very valid, you know, it's attempted to be discredited, but, money in the hands of informed consumers tends to go a lot further than money in the hands of an all-knowing government.
Right, because they waste more money than I ever seen. Billions.
There's the waste involved. I mean, there's just the knowledge can't disperse quick enough through the government compared to well-informed consumers. Certainly, we've seen that just through the rise of social media, how quickly information is now disseminated in our economy.
Mm-hmm. So the stock market liking the tax reform?
It has been liking it really since it looked like it was a done deal about a week ago. And, the market can be wrong, too. I mean, it's not all seeing, all knowing. Otherwise,
this is true.
We wouldn't have corrections. But
yeah.
It is a discounting mechanism for the future of what's going to happen. And so far, the stock market's liking it. If it was the horrible thing that, this horrible mass that some commentators have said, then the stock market wouldn't like it. It would be going down, but it's not.
Interesting. All right. Now, how about worldwide? How are some of the markets there? They liking it, not liking it?
Well, I mean, they're less worried about what happens to the U.S. I mean,
true.
I think on balance, they would be concerned, particularly what I said at the beginning about the U.S. companies, particularly the successful ones, are keeping a massive amounts of money overseas because they don't want to get taxed on it to bring it back to the U.S. And so if they can repatriate those profits, then that's going to be coming out of overseas stock markets and back to the U.S. So it's going to be, on balance, good for us, but bad for those markets.
Well, we need it to come back here, though. I mean,
well, that's right.
Those businesses need to reinvest here.
Very correct. And there are plenty of good ideas waiting to be funded here in the U.S. So, you know, let's put it to work. And hopefully we'll see some other reforms out there.
So what is in the last minute that we have left here, the biggest stock movers?
Well, certainly tech has been moving. Well, tech's certainly been taking the hit, you know, last couple of weeks, a little bit of a correction. But they've certainly been the big movers here in 2017. As I mentioned before, NVIDIA, artificial intelligence chips and graphics, making huge markets use of machine learning. Emerging markets are doing well. They've also been a big mover. And to a certain extent, Europe has also been doing well. You've asked before about Greece, and Greece has been coming back from the dead, and their stock market's been moving up.
That's good, but have they recovered?
Well, I mean, it takes a while to recover. I saw one...
Like one us, right?
Yeah, in terms of the U.S., you know, the 2008 downturn, technically the recovery just occurred, like, in the last quarter, where it's recovered its pre... where the GDP would have been if there hadn't been a correction.
Interesting. We're out of time. Bill okay. Roller at BR Capital, the website again?
BRCapitalinc.com. Give us a call or check us out.
There you go. It's 728.